Weather conditions are mainly quiet across our area on this Thursday afternoon. We have low pressure located to our southwest over West Virginia. That is also along with an associated upper-level low. And to our northeast, high pressure is in control. It's sitting right along the crown of Maine. So with that high pressure area in control to our northeast, it's been quite bright today, especially across northern New York and much of Vermont. Farther south, it is cloudier, and there are a few showers and spots, especially west and southwest of the capital region. As expected, the heaviest rain today is holding well to our west and south, though over the next day or so, that heavier rain will work closer to us. And with the upper level low very slowly working through over the weekend, we will have the chance for wet weather at times right through Sunday. Of course, the rain is much needed. The latest drought monitor was released this morning, and there really isn't much change in the map from last week to this week. Much of our area is still considered abnormally dry or in moderate drought. Portions of Connecticut and Massachusetts are in severe drought, and a decent amount of Massachusetts from the Pioneer Valley east is now in extreme drought conditions. So for us, we are tracking wet weather that will work into our region, and a fairly steady rain is likely, especially south of I-90 as we go through the day tomorrow. That rain will slowly work from south to north, should stay dry across the north country the entire day. And then off and on through the weekend, showers will threaten, so we need those umbrellas pretty much right through Sunday. Of course, the rain is needed, so let's hope that all does come together. Want to talk about the tropics as well today on a busy weather day with Matthew now working away quickly from the Windward Islands. The storm is on a track north of Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire. Then the storm will turn to the north over the weekend. Odds are very good that it makes that northward turn, but there's still some question as to exactly where that turn occurs. At this point, Jamaica, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Cuba, and Bahamas are all in that storm threat zone through early next week. And then we'll see how far north the storm comes. There is potential that it does impact portions of the East Coast next week, so that's something we will watch very closely. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, with lows in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially south of the Thruway, high 56 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low 46 to 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain developing, high 58 to 66. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers likely at times, high 56 to 64. And on Sunday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers at times, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.